center, and watching it drift wide is Emery. Hornqvist lifting a stick. Now back to her feet. They score! Mike Fisher! The Predators get back in front as Fisher puts home a Kostitsyn pass at the far post. 4-3.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Sergey, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Let me ask you this. If somebody had told you over the offseason last summer that this was going to roll out the way it was going to roll out for you, that you were going to get this opportunity to come to the Nashville Predators and get something going with your career, and they said that, by the way, too, you're going to bang out 50 points, you're going to have 23 goals, you're going to lead the team in goals, would you have believed it?
I knew that I can play, and our coach started believing me, gave me a lot of ice time, so I play every situation on the ice. So when you play a lot of ice time, you feel good and ice, feel comfortable. So
a lot of it is, it seems like them showing confidence in you gave you the confidence that you can do what you got to do.
Yeah, he showed that he's got confidence in me. So I try to do my best, play my best game every game.
Now, you know, you're a young guy. This is a very young team. You're only 24 years old as you come over here. You're obviously doing a tremendous job with the team this season in the regular season. But with so many new guys on this team, does it feel like you don't carry the weight of past playoff failures, if you will, with the team, right? I mean, because it's like you guys don't care about any of that, whatever happened in the past. It's just about whether or not you guys are going to beat the Ducks two more times, no?
Yeah, I think, we have lots of new guys, lots of young guys, and I think we have a great system in our club, and trying to play a great game every game for our fans.
All right, look, now you're from Belarus. Have you ever heard the term a Gordie Howe hat trick?
Yes.
You're educated. You're familiar on that. So see, because Mike Fisher, I mean, you know, God love him, but Mike Fisher, he was an assist away from having the Gordie Howe hat trick. He could have had the goal, the fight, and the assist, and it would have been all good. He came on late. He must have been gripping a little bit. He came on pretty late in the season, and has been he's been really good in the playoffs too.
Yeah, he's a really good player. He's a two-way player, and he's playing great for us since he got traded from Ottawa. And I think he helped us a lot, and he's got the big experience on playoffs. So he's really good for us.
Has he started to be a little more vocal? Is he taking a little bit of a leadership role? Because when you come to a new team, you want to just kind of fit in, I imagine. And Shea Weber is, you know, he's the captain. He's the C on this team. But has Fisher kind of stepped up a little bit as a veteran guy and a guy who has gone deep in the playoffs before to say, look, this is the way we got to take care of our business?
Yeah, he's been in a lot of games in playoffs. He's got the biggest experience, so I think it helps him a lot. And he's scoring some goals for us, big goals like last night. So I think he's been really good.
Yeah, off of your helper last night too. There. All right, let's talk about the Ducks here for a minute. They're getting a little frustrated. You know, they're getting chippy. They're doing some stupid things. Hey, by the way, have you ever seen a guy kick a guy with his skate like that, like he wants to chop a guy's foot off? I mean, that was one of the cheapest. I played this game a little bit back in college. I've never seen something that cheap. I that did not impress me.
Yeah, he can do that. That was a really bad play. And I know they got frustrated because maybe we don't give him a lot offensively, trying to play in our their defense zone, try to create some moments, so I don't think they get, like last night, they get lots of chances to score.
You take Solani away from them, they got nothing against you guys. I mean, that kid is the only, I mean, he does all kinds of damage, but outside of Timo Solani, they haven't been able to do much, and they do seem like they're very frustrated. Do you have to kind of discipline yourself to stay away from the chippy stuff, because I think that they want to, you know, they got that great, great power play, and they want to get you guys in the penalty box as much as possible.
Yeah, that's what we need the next couple of games. To we have to stay out of the box and don't give them any power play, and I think we're going to be in great shape.
All right. Well, Serge, it's been a great watching you play. You know, they call you SK74. The fans like to call you that. What is the hockey handle for you? What's your hockey nickname? What do the guys call you on the ice? The one that you could say on the air, I should say. What?
I don't know. Usually, guys call me Serge.
Just
something
Serge.
Like that.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Good luck on Wednesday night, and put these guys on the brink. You know, just let's finish them off. All right, man.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.